This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Real Side. Always a, look at that thing. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. The equipment's got a mind of its own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. I do so much. I really mean this sincerely. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, that you tune in, that you get involved, that you get engaged. You need to be engaged, seriously, in more ways than one. But be engaged. Get the information. Don't spew the stuff I tell you just because you trust me. Make sure I'm telling you the truth. Make sure you're getting proper information from me. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. I'm excited to have Lieutenant Colonel, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on with us. We'll talk about how much power China has. How much have they told us, not told us? Seriously, I mean, these people are... The one thing about the Chinese people, they are in it for the motherland. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they will go to the wall. They will give up their lives for the motherland. And they're in it for the long term, long game. We don't do long game well. We want to get in. We want to get out. Right? You know, everything for us in America, to a big degree, is fast food. That sets the pace. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, for quite some time, I've been screaming, you know, the Hollywood people, whacked people, right? They're all about themselves. Look at what they got going on. But what I love lately, some of them are getting irritated with the way Hollywood, or the reporters and others, are not really dealing with the issue. They're so entrenched or ingrained in wanting to blame Trump. That, you know, for this whole problem, I mean, and again, they forgot all the timelines. Well, they don't really care about the timelines. That they want to blame him for everything. But I'll tell you, you know, one guy, and I don't know him, I don't know a lot of his movies, but I've seen him in the movies. Dennis Quaid. He openly said in an interview that he thought Donald Trump was doing a good job. Not marvelous, not fantastic. You know, that kind of thing, but he was doing a good job. And recently, in an interview with one of the magazines, one of the Hollywood magazines, and I guess, you know, you see him on TV quite fairly regularly, or in the movies fairly regularly. And again, go look him up yourself. I don't know that much about him. The Daily Beast senior entertainment editor, Marlo Stern, couldn't wait to hear what Quaid's take was on President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus. Now, because they all hate him anyhow. Most of them that you hear talking will talk in a manner that sounds like that the president screwed this whole thing up and too many people have died. It's all his fault. So, Marlo says, look, you've raised quite a bit of money for hospitals. You're a big patient safety advocate. So I'm curious, how do you feel the president and the federal government is handling the current pandemic? Did it in such a fashion, you know. Like staring at him, right? Quaid went on to say, hey, it doesn't look like the hospitals are criminally undersupplied, right? Quaid also, you know, not a wishy-washy answer, because I don't believe that at all. I think he was just trying to stay out of the political fray, if you would. He said, well, to tell you the truth, he said, I think the president's handling it in a good way. He said, we see him on television every day. He's involved, right? The travel ban early was a great idea, which he did, in spite of, protests about that. But I don't want to get into the protest. I'm an independent. I voted both ways. I vote for the person I think is right for the job. And I think it might be an opportunity for the country to come together again. He said, we haven't had a generation that has something to really get around or come together around since World War II. This might be our World War II if you were to come together. He said, it's a different world for sure, and it's going to be a different world for sure. Now, the interviewer didn't much care for that. You could see the look on her face like, huh? What are you talking about? And they went on to say, really feeling like that, they had to set Quaid straight. Brought up February's medical supply shipments to China, and the administration knew full well how could they send stuff to China, medical supplies to China, knowing full well that pandemic was on its way here. And I know if you've seen Quaid, you could, he's got that little baby face at times, got that kind of, a little smile on him. And he says, look, here's the deal. He said, we were trying to deal or defeat the virus where it was at. Who wants it here? So why not try to take it down where it originated? He says, now what he understands is that Schwarzenegger and a few other stars are sending their planes over to China to pick up supplies and bring them here. Although I don't know if I want him here. God only knows what they did. He went on to say something that you never hear Hollywoodites say. You ready for this? Novel idea. The states are responsible for having stockpiles of their own. According to their own needs. This is so true. It's really funny. We want independence. We're like 17-year-old brats. We want independence, right? We want daddy to let us use the car, use the gas card, use the credit card. And then when something goes sideways, what are we going to do? We want them to cover our butts. Well, it's the same thing here. The states want total independence. They want to do what they want to do. And then when things don't go right, they want to jump in and ask the federal government to bail their butts out because they were stupid. Just like California does on a regular basis. But then it says, look, this is not a time to fight over who had what, who didn't have what have you. We'll work that out in the end right now. Let's do what we can to get people what they need. Right? He said, I haven't heard of anybody who's died because they couldn't get a ventilator. And he looked at the report and said, well, have you? The reporter wouldn't let it go. Well, there's been a report about people dying because there aren't enough ventilators in New York. But we have no proof. No kidding. I mean, the interview's great because they won't let it go and Quaid won't let them have their way. And I wish more of them would stick up. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West joins us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, head up to the website. There's a dozen ways for you to connect with the show. But I think the best way for most of you is get the text alerts. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll let you know when the show is going to start, what's going on, who we're going to have on. And right now I'm excited to have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on with me. He's running for the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. But you know what? If you've been paying attention to him for years, he has been on our side. He has been outspoken. And he is one of the great fighters that we have in a conservative cause. But Take it further. It's really for the American cause. We need to stop talking like that. It's for the American cause. And, Lieutenant, thanks for joining me. So much appreciate your time with me.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Joe, and blessed Holy Week to you.
And to you, too. That's right.
And happy Passover to some of the your Jewish members of your listening audience.
Yep, I agree. You know, and what a different... what a different year for us, or a different time for us. We're pseudo-experiencing some of the things that people in other parts of the world over the years, where they haven't been able to openly celebrate or get together. This is a little bit of a new paradigm for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And the interesting thing, I was looking at the press conference of Governor Cuomo in New York, and, you know, he was asked, when does he think things will go back to a sense of normality? And he said, I don't think we'll go back to anything the normal. He said, this is the new normal. And that is something I think that many of us need to be concerned about, in that how quickly we were just willing to, as Benjamin Franklin said, give up our essential liberties for some hope of temporary safety. Because we don't want to see the new normal be that in the end we have neither liberty nor safety.
Yeah, you know, I'm again, I don't want to get too far in the weeds with this part of it, but I am amazed how quickly we rolled over. I give a lot of it to a lack of education. People don't understand the general populace today is not well educated. And here you have, you look at the numbers, you look at how they've rolled out. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to be in harm's way. But I always say, if I took these numbers to my science professor in high school, he would have looked at me and said, you did something wrong. None of this makes any sense. Go back and do it again. We have blown this way out of proportion. Don't you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And the thing is that early on, so many of our elected officials and some of the advisors to our elected officials, they followed two models that were out there. It was the Imperial College of London and also the IMHE model out of the University of Washington. And just recently, you heard Dr. Fauci talk about we're going to see 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. President Trump said that this week was going to be the worst week for deaths. And then we find out yesterday in the press briefing from Dr. Birx that, you know, they've been classifying all deaths as deaths due to coronavirus. So we really don't know what's going on. Yeah.
No, just give us the information. Give us the real information. Let us work it out. Let us figure it out. We're grown-ups. I'm sure we can work it through. But, I mean, then they can't keep control. Look, I've never been a conspiracy guy. But lately, when I see what's going on, I see what's going on in the cities. I grew up in Boston when the Hong Kong flu was running around this country like crazy. We shut nothing down, and I'm still here.
Well, think about just 2009 to 2010 when we had the swine flu, H1N1, and we had 61 million Americans that were affected, and we lost, sadly, 12,469 Americans. We did not do any of this. And even in this current common influenza season, we have had over 600,000 hospitalizations, and we sadly lost some 40 to 41,000 Americans just to the common flu. And we see that recurring every single year. So we don't want to see this new normal be that we are driven like a herd mentality into fear, panic, paranoia, and hysteria, also that government and elected officials can exert their power and control over us.
Oh, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but in Los Angeles, if you don't have a mask on, you go to jail. And I don't mean that like you might get a ticket. They're letting 3,500 prisoners out that have, you know, might have been guilty of rape and all this other stuff because they're concerned they're going to get the coronavirus. But you, my friend, as an American citizen who doesn't want to wear a mask in the city of Los Angeles, could end up in jail with a $1,000 fine. We've lost our minds. We've given it up, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely right. And the same thing you're seeing with Governor Ralph Blackface, I call him Northern, in Virginia, where he is making it a misdemeanor one crime, which is a $2,500 fine up to 1 year in jail if you are out congregating more than 10 people. And think about this, especially when you talk about California, how these elected officials have all of a sudden taken it upon themselves to declare what is essential and what is not essential. Yeah. So you're releasing all of these prisoners onto the streets, but yet you're telling Californians especially that they can't go out and purchase a weapon. The gun ranges are closed. So we took that issue to the Attorney General here in Texas, and that was the reverse as far as gun stores and gun ranges being declared essential.
Yeah. We've got sheriffs out in front of the gun stores making sure that nobody goes in or they don't try to open. I mean, this is craziness, true craziness. I want to shift gears on you or with you, if you would. I want to talk a little bit about China, because China, for years, China has been a problem. This isn't a problem just in the last 3, 4, 5 years, or even just under the Obama administration. China has been at this and working at this for decades to infiltrate our schools, our economy, our lifestyle. And Chinese people, true, if you would, Chinese patriots, if you would, they've been at this. They are loyal to the motherland. They are loyal to China. And again, we're just seeing this come to the surface. Do you agree with that, or do you know that to be true, that China has been trying to get control of our colleges and other facilities here in this country for decades?
Well, absolutely right. All you have to do is look at the programs that they're supporting. Look at the fact that in January you had this Harvard University professor that was arrested, a chemistry and biology professor who has connections to the Wuhan University of Technology. And you had two Chinese students, one of which was not really a student, but a member of the Chinese People's Army, that were there studying at Harvard University under this professor. China has been our geopolitical foe for quite some time. And I would ask your listeners to read the One Belt, One Road strategy, and that tells you everything that they want to do when it comes to global dominance. We know what they've been doing as far as the forced transfer of technology, theft of intellectual property. Their new fighter aircraft really resembles the F-35 fighter aircraft that we have here. But there is no doubt that we are facing a biological weapon. It is not a question of their intent. It's just a question of the level of their intent. When you realize that the coronavirus comes from bats, who are mainly in the southern provinces of China, but the virology lab that studies these bats is located in Wuhan, Wuhan City of Hubei Province in China.
Now, I had a Chinese reporter who now she can no longer be there in China, and she grew up in Wuhan. And she understood what was going on. She said they've known about this, or they've been having issues with this, or working on this since 2016-17. And then retired General Paul Vallee joined me on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said, yeah, Joe, this has been an underlying tone there for quite some time now. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to finish up with China, because I don't think people really understand the danger of trying to appease them. Not going to work. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, and as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 779 points, the NASDAQ up 203, and the S&P up 90. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. We are back. Like you listen to Real Estate. You're going to have to change the words to that song. I mean, think about that. All that stuff that went around Christmas. Did he get a permission for the kiss, guys? I don't know. Did anybody see that? Because I mean, we are out of control when it comes to this political correctness stuff. And it's not going anywhere quick. And I do appreciate your time with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot going on. And I'm honored to have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on with me. And he's running for chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. But you know what? That's not what he's all about. He's a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, author, former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and really have been a champion for freedom and liberty and us fighting for our rights in this country on a regular basis. Colonel, thanks for being with me. So much appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Joe.
All right, we're talking about China, and again, we have long, you know, when Joe Biden came out and said, China, come on, give me a break. We'll eat their lunch. That is just, and that had nothing to do with the possible dementia or anything else. He really, really believes that they're not a big deal. Or he's making so much money off of them, he's not interested in putting them down. I mean, we've known about China for years. Our leaders have known about China. Why are they afraid of China?
Well, for whatever reason, we have allowed, going back to when we gave them the most favored trade nation status and brought them into the World Trade Organization, we have continued to believe that China were good faith actors, and they're not. It's a communist regime, and we share nothing as far as philosophy and principles of governance with the Chinese. And when you have someone like the vice president saying those type of statements, those statements show a certain naivete, but even also a grander delusion. And even when President Trump implemented the Chinese travel ban early on in this coronavirus confrontation, it was the former vice president that came out and called him a racist and a xenophobe and all of this. So I think for some odd reason, people don't want to face up to the fact that this is a geopolitical foe, regardless of what China does. President Obama was very naive. I think that President Trump needs to stop saying, you know, my friend Xi, and that we get along and all all of this stuff? You don't. What China has done, without a doubt, with this coronavirus crisis, this is a crime against humanity. When you look at the death and the pestilence that they have inflicted upon the world, the economic destruction and decimation of our economy, the millions of Americans that are now out of work, the small businesses that may not end up coming back, this is all at the hands of China. So again, I say that we should not have a debate about whether there was an intent there. It's just the level of their intent. That's what we need to discuss.
You know, you brought up a good point there. Trump keeps calling these people friends and that he gets along with them and what have you. He doesn't tend to want to poke at them. And I don't see that as much as a sign of weakness, him coming from a business background. He tends to be tough with them on the back end, right? I mean, and on the front end, he's trying not to slap them around. Do you not think that's a good policy, or...?
Well, you know, I've been on the battlefield, and I'm going to slap you on the front end and the back end and the side end and every other top end, because I think that's the message you have to send. You know, you don't want to make those type of statements, because guess what the Chinese propaganda machine will do? They'll replay those statements, and they control the narrative. And so they're telling everybody over there on Chinese television or whatever that the president of the United States of America considers their president a friend. And they get along. They have a great relationship and all of these things. So therefore, that enables them to come back and say, well, then the Americans are really the ones to blame for this whole coronavirus and not us. So I think it's very important that we make these public proclamations and we make sure that we're very hard-hitting. You know, we should have firmly aligned ourselves with the young people there in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
who are fighting for the very freedoms and liberties that our young people here in the United States of America want to surrender. It's very ironic what you see happening between Hong Kong, their young people, our young people here. So I think it's very important, Joe, that we win that message battle, that narrative battle, that propaganda battle, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, though, that how many Americans did not know how much we'd already surrendered to China when it comes to technology or drugs or pharmaceuticals and all of that. You know, when it comes to artificial intelligence, unless you know something deep inside our military that I don't, and you probably do, but they are leaps and bounds in front of us with this. And they've got Google and Facebook and other groups that are afraid to combat them. This is dangerous, is it not?
It is very dangerous, but I think that we have an opportunity to turn the corner, because right now, if you are a major American corporation that wants to continue to do business in China, the American people are going to see you as supporting a regime that unleashed a scourge against this incredible country of ours and caused much pain, death, and destruction for America and life, and also for our economy. So I think this is a great time for us to cut off those supply lines and chains to go to China, bring back more production and manufacturing, and bring back our technological advancements and kind of push China back from the strides that they were seeking to attain. No one is going to stand up against you if you take a hard and tough stand against China right now. And I think that that's the window of opportunity that we have.
You know, I was suspicious. I go back to when they had the San Francisco earthquake, and they were trying to fix the bridges up there in San Francisco, and we were importing steel from China. It was actually cheaper for them to pour steel there, put it on a ship, bring it here, and rebuild our bridges than it was for us to get it here in this country. And I said at the time on the show, there's something wrong with that. That has so many negatives in it. How do we bring this back? I mean, I just found out recently that I think all of our penicillin, or the majority of our penicillin, is made in China. A lot of our pharmaceuticals are made there. We have to bring that back here. How do you, you know, I'm skeptical and go, okay, so what's in those drugs? We don't even know what's in those drugs when they get here.
But well, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. And when I was in Congress down in South Florida, we had an issue with Chinese drywall that was actually poisoning people, especially in Parkland, Florida.
Wow.
And so we have huge issues, and I think that right now, if you're going to talk about bringing back that production manufacturing, the American people, I think, are willing to pay a little bit of extra for something to say made in the United States of America instead of made in China. Or, you know, let's look at how we can open up some of these supply chains to other countries, you know, countries that are foes of China. Why don't we have better relationships with nationalists China, which is Taiwan, instead of having Xi Jinping and the communist Chinese dictate to us who we can have alliances with. We need to look at some of those other countries. Vietnam has had centuries-long confrontations with China. I think that that's another great outlet for us to improve our trade relationship with whatsoever. Again, because I think right now it's important for us, not just as the United States, but for the world, to look at the means by which we can economically isolate China. But we can definitely know one thing. The United Nations is not on our side because the United Nations just gave China a seat on their Human Rights Council.
How do you with a straight face? They have given seats to North Korea, to China, and so many other countries that don't believe in human rights, don't believe in women's rights for that matter, and they want to be taken seriously.
Well, I think that's why when the president said that we need to look at cutting off funds to the World Health Organization, if you've been doing your research and study, you see that there's a relationship between the head of the WHO and communist China. And that's why he has not been very forthcoming in condemning China for this pandemic that is out there. So I think that a lot of these globalist organizations have failed us. The WTO has failed. The World Health Organization has failed. So the United Nations is failing when it comes to dealing with countries like China, like North Korea, or even Russia.
You know, China's big on saving face or being seen as the good guy, if you would, outwardly anyhow. This is going to be a problem for them, isn't it?
Well, that's why they're trying to go on a charm offensive. You know, they've been selling, not giving, but selling some of their test kits and masks to countries like Spain, the Netherlands, and also the Czech Republic. But guess what we found out, Joe? And they found out that those test kits and those masks were defective.
Yep.
But yet, you look in Italy and you got the Hug the Chinese campaign. You know, I think the Western civilization needs to wake up. The globe, the world needs to wake up and understand who our enemies are and this new axis of evil that is forming between China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran.
But see, I always think it's been there, okay? And this nationalism versus globalism, and everybody got so nervous about nationalism that Trump was bringing to the forefront. You see it happening in other countries. Look at people. China is all about nationalism, right? It's all about China. It's all about helping the Chinese people. To your point, they're giving and or selling medical equipment to other countries that is defective, and they know it is. So I think globalism also has taken a big hit in this, and I hope the American people see it. I don't know if our Congress sees it, but our American people see it. Is this going to change the way Congress does business?
Well, it has to change the way that Congress does business, and Congress needs to be focused on American interests, not their personal interests or even their self-interests.
So we got to go for a quick commercial break. When we come back, again, I want to finish up with this. And then I want to talk about your run for the Republican Party in Texas, because I know Texas is just taking a beating from the California loons moving in that direction. I still think you can keep them out. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Colonel Alan West joins me, and he's also running for the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. God bless him for doing that, because we need, you know, I talk about this on the show on a regular basis. He doesn't have to, but I always say, look, at our party, in a lot of areas, we have the old boys running the party, and it's very hard to get in. We get a lot of good people that get discouraged because they try to run, and they're told it's not their turn to run. We need to encourage those young people. We need to encourage those people. Help stick up for them. Help them get involved, get engaged in the community, and then run for these seats, whether it's school board, water board, city council. This is where it starts for these people. This is where they get a feel and a taste for government. And you know what? It is not, and with all due respect to the former congressman, when you're at a school board or a city council meeting and there's 200 people in the room and they look like they're going to throw something at you, you really got to be on your game. And you know, when you're in Congress, there's not so many of those people around there. So you get to see how this is done up close and personal. And you see those people's faces right there and then as you're making the decisions and talking these things through. We have to help our young people step up and run and help them be the honest, the upright people, people of integrity that they can be. So, Lieutenant West, thanks for joining me tonight. I couldn't count off for an hour.
That was a great point that you bring up, and I think that that's one of the things we have to do. You know, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was a big-time Atlanta Braves fan. And when you look at the success of a Major League Baseball team, it is really not that Major League Baseball team. It's the farm system. It's the single A, the double A, the triple A, and the young talent that they are developing and producing so that they can get into the pipeline, and you can continue to have that that continuum of great baseball teams. And that's what we saw happen with the Braves. That's what you see with all successful Major League Baseball teams, that farm team system and program. And that's what we need to have in the Republican Party. But unfortunately, you're right. There's been that good old boys network, and we tell a lot of these young, outstanding conservatives that you got to wait your turn. It's not right for you. We've got this other person that we've selected. But instead of just telling these young people to sit around and knock on doors and make phone calls or whatever, you're right. Let's get them into these school board positions, city council positions, water management district positions. Let's get them in some of these lower level courts in our states so that they can get that experience. They can whet their appetite. And then we start building their resume. We start building that talent pool, and we get them up to the major leagues.
Yep. I agree with you. Look, I've always said this to my other school board members. Again, I'm on one of the largest school boards in the state of California. Mike Antonovich ended up being a very good friend of mine. He was a supervisor for the L.A. County, with the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, one of the largest agencies in the country. And normally would be somebody you couldn't easily get to. But as young people were brought up, he always opened his door for me and for them to walk them around, to talk with them, to show them how government should operate and how you should be taking care of people. And we need more people like that. People, you know, if you would, people like myself that will go to a Mike Antonovich and say, hey, I've got this young person. I want you to help me light him up, turn him on, get him excited about being in this kind of a position and role. We don't do that enough. Agreed?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's one of the things that I want to bring to the Republican Party of Texas is to develop that farm team system and to get on our college and university campuses, get into our high schools, and start talking about conservative principles and values. One of the things that I often tell young people is that free does not equal freedom. And we've got to continue to hammer that message home to them because if we send our kids off to these schools, especially on our college campuses, and the University of Texas is starting to look like, you know, California Berkeley, these young conservative kids are fighting against their peers, they're fighting against an administration, they're fighting against their professors. And so we have to show support to them, and we have to start, grooming and training them and showing them some love and preparing them to go out to be that next generation of constitutional conservatives. That's why, you know, I'm proud to be an honorary advisory board member for Turning Point USA, and I'm one of those speakers that the Young Americas Foundation calls up and go on these college campuses. Just recently in February, I went to the University of Michigan to talk about the Second Amendment. And so we've got to do that. Go behind the enemy lines, and we got to challenge them.
Yeah, you know what? They fold. And that's what we keep telling people. You know, they try to, they're going to hear this too, but they try to remove me from the board a couple of times a year. They come out with their big groups and what have you. And I finally reached out to a group of conservatives in town and said, here's your chance to show that you're willing to support the cause, that you actually are behind those people that you elect in these positions. You can't run away after you elect a conservative. You have to be there to support them. and I've seen it time after time where our people come in and they put up an honest fight and their people will leave. They don't want the fight. They just want to make the noise, right?
That you're absolutely right. And that's the thing that we have to do here in Texas, because we have this mantra that they've come out with, turn Texas blue. And instead of us just allowing them to come out and say something like that, that slogan, we need to get up and confront them and challenge them, say, what exactly does that mean? Talk to us what turn Texas blue is. Why is it that people are fleeing from failed blue states such as California, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey and coming to Texas? Why is it that Texas has the 10th largest economy in the world? Why is it that Texas has 10% of Fortune 500 businesses and corporations right here? So we have got to start getting them past their initial talking point, allowing them to froth at the mouth or calling us names or whatever, but we got to keep the pressure on. We have to go on offense, Joe. And for whatever reason, the Republican Party, conservatives, we have not been good on going on the offense. And when you do, it really, that's the success of President Trump.
Yeah.
He is going on the offense against the left.
The best thing they say about that man that I love the most, he's not presidential. I think that is wonderful, because he doesn't know, or he hasn't been preconceived with thinking that, oh, well, I can't go over here, and I can't say this, and I can't do this, and I can't ask that. No, he's in there going, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. You know, people talk about how many people have come through the White House, how many people he's had working for him. I say, you know, in the real world, when somebody doesn't do their job, even though their resume looks good, they're gone. It's that simple. What, in government, we have to keep them till they die?
Well, yeah. If you've looked at the federal government employee system, I mean, you know, when you get that GS designation, I mean, you're there truly until you die. And unfortunately, that's the reason why, I mean, I was in the Department of Defense. That's the reason why we have to have defense contractors. Because, you know, you can't get rid of these GS employees regardless of the fact they're doing a substandard job. So you have to contract out, you know, a lot of these positions supplemental to the government employee that is there so that you can try to get something done. Why? Because that private sector contractor is held accountable to that contract and to that scope of work that they're supposed to be doing.
Well, I've got a couple of quick questions for you before we run out of time. People are asking one thing. When it comes to the China issue, is it fear or money that's causing a lot of... Because, you know, let's be honest about this. Matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, there are people that are gaining monetarily from our relationship with China.
I think without a doubt it is the monetary gain. When I think about our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen that are out there on the front lines trying to protect us and defend us, and yet you have companies like Google and others that would rather provide artificial intelligence support and other technology support to a communist country like China than to protect and provide that support to our United States military, that tells me what it's all about. It's all about corporate greed. It is not about a sense of love of country. And we've got to get back to a sense of love of country. And I think right now, coming out of this COVID-19 crisis, you're going to see that happen. And it's going to be very difficult for these corporations to outsource things to China.
Yeah, I hope you are 100% on with that. Another question was asked as a conservative. Are you good with this stimulus package? They've been on my case a little bit, Colonel, because I've been saying, look, a lot of these businesses are in these positions because it's the government's fault, not theirs in particular, and I'm okay with us giving them a little help. Where are you with this?
Well, I'm okay with giving a little help, but I'm not okay with all the other pork that was there. The Kennedy Center for Arts doesn't need any help. The National Endowment for Arts, you know, unions don't need help. Look, the bottom line is this. We created a greater crisis than the one that we were confronting and facing. Because we put too much trust and confidence into erroneous models and data, and that caused us to make some decisions that, you know, we now have 6.6 million Americans that are unemployed. That's the real crisis right now. So instead of us having, you know, more usurpation of our constitutional rights, more, you know, debt and deficit spending, we should have just done what was right and figured out how do we treat the American people as adults and say this is what we're confronting. Like I said, we did not shut down this country for the common flu, which is a lot worse. We did not shut down this country for swine flu. Think about how many Americans die, you know, every month from heart disease or even vehicle accidents.
Okay.
future.
All right, so we're up against it. Hate to interrupt. Real quick, where can people get more information on you and help you win your race?
You go to West4Texas.com, West4Texas.com, and you can follow me daily, TheOldSchoolPatriot.com.
Oh, perfect. All right, well, listen, thanks for your time with me. God bless. Keep up the good work, and happy Easter to you as well.
Happy Easter. God's blessings.
All right, people, don't go far. People, got a lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the real side of GCN Live.